USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Louisiana has raised its death toll from Hurricane Laura as the State Department of Health says two more deaths were attributed to last week's storm, bringing the total in the state to 14. One of them was a 57-year-old man who died from a head injury after falling off a roof. The other died from carbon monoxide poisoning. And Governor John Bel Edwards says power outages because of the storm still total over 360,000, affecting many more people than that.
And that doesn't mean there are 368,000 people without power. There are more than that. That means there's 368,000 service locations without power.
One of two St. Louis police officers shot on Saturday's died. He was shot in the head Saturday while responding to a shooting, the other officer sustaining a non-life-threatening injury. A suspect's in custody. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalizing having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is asking President Trump not to visit Kenosha, as he plans to do tomorrow after unrest over the shooting of Jacob Blake by police last weekend. Evers, a Democrat, says in a letter to the president that his presence will hinder the healing that needs to happen. And the chairwoman of the Congressional Black Caucus says she agrees with Evers.
His visit has one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to agitate things and to make things worse.
That's California Democratic Congresswoman Karen Bass speaking on CNN's State of the Union. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will be stepping onto the campaign trail for the first major speech after the Democratic convention. He's set to speak in the Pittsburgh area later today. A campaign official says Biden's going to lay out what his camp calls a different vision for the future. Find us online at usaradio.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yes, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
With an update on the hundreds of fires burning in California, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Two of the sprawling complex fires burning in Northern California are about 50% contained, according to fire officials. Firefighters have made progress containing more than 840 wildfires that have burned 1.42 million acres since a lightning siege of more than 14,000 lightning strikes struck the state beginning on August 15th. A total of 7 deaths, including a helicopter pilot battling the Hills Fire, have been reported. 2,500 buildings have been destroyed, and more than 60,000 people have been evacuated. The LNU Lightning Complex, the most destructive of the fires, was about 50% contained and has burned 375,000 acres in Napa, Sonoma, Lake, Yolo, and Solano counties. The largest of the wildfires, the SCU Lightning Complex, reached 50% containment on Sunday morning as it burned 377,000 acres in Santa Clara, Alameda, Contra Costa, San Joaquin, and Stanislaus counties. The 84,000-acre CZU Lightning Fire was 35% contained in Santa Cruz and San Mateo counties. Also, CAL FIRE said that the BTU-TGU Lightning Complex Fire in Butte, Tehama, and Glenn counties has burned about 59,000 acres and is at 40% containment.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.